Please turn your Bibles to the book of Acts.
让我们从第十九章第八节读到第二十节。
And we shall read from chapter 19, verses 8 to 20.
使徒行传第十九章第八节说，保罗进了会堂，放胆讲道，一连三个月，辩论神国的事，劝化众人。后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在辩论，在众人面前毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们，叫门徒与他们分离，便在推拉怒的学房天天辩论。这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚，无论是犹太人是希尼尼人，都听见主的道。神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手绢或围裙放在病人身上，病人病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附的人上至称主耶稣的名，说，我奉保罗所传的耶稣勒令你出来。说这事有犹太祭司长斯基瓦的七个儿子。恶鬼回答他说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？恶鬼从扶着的人就跳在他们身上，胜了其中二人，制服他们，叫他们侧着身子受了伤，从那房子里逃出去。凡住在以弗所，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都知道这事，也都惧怕。主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。那以信的人多有人承认，述说自己所行的事，凭述行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道合共五万块钱。主的道大大的兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
Acts chapter 19 verse 8. And he entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. 7 sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices. And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily.
我们相不相信神的话，圣经的话有能力？
Do we believe that the word of God, the Bible, has power?
我们从一个教会里面怎么样来、在教会里面怎么样来聚会，我们就知道那间教会是不是注重神的道。
From the way that a church gathers And what they do when they gather will tell us whether this church focuses on the word of God.
如果这个教会很注重音乐，很注重戏剧，很注重表演，我们就知道我们是用戏剧、音乐、表演来吸引人，而不是用神的话来吸引人。
If there is a church that is focused on the music and drama and entertainment or performance, then we know that this church is trying to use music, drama and performance to attract people rather than the word of God.
有时候我们看讲到有一个这个神学家讲说，你要知道一个人的神学，你看他怎么样敬拜神，我就知道他的神学。
And there are theologians who say that if you want to know a person's theology, just look at the way that he worship and he will show you his theology.
如果一个人说他真正有很好的神学，他不是讲有很好的神学理论，是他在神面前感到战惊，扑倒在地敬拜呢，他真的见到神。
And a person who has a very good theology, we are not talking about just theological perspectives, but his real theology, then if he falls down and prostrate himself and worship God, that shows his true theology.
所以如果我们看这间教会，如果我们是尊重神的话，我们做什么事情都以神的话来作为标准，这间教会就是一个尊重神的话的教会。
And to see if a church respects the word of God,Then you want to see whether the church does everything by adhering to the standard of God's word. And if it does, then this church respects the word of God.
或许我们请大家打开以赛亚书55:11。
And may we invite you to turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55:51.
以赛亚书55:11说，我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
Isaiah chapter 55:11 So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
所以你看到神的话一出呢，神的话一定会成就。
So you realize that when the word of God goes out, it will succeed.
神的话出去，神的话不会回返回，突然返回，必然成就他所发他出去那件事情上必然亨通。
When God's word goes out from his mouth, it shall not return to him empty, but it shall accomplish that which God purposes and shall succeed in the thing which God sent it.
但是你在读这段圣经的时候，你说，哎，你发现保罗在这个以弗所传道的时候，他在会堂里面传道的时候，有3个月之久，他们都没有信。
And coming back to the book of Acts, you might say that look at Paul. He preached in the synagogue for 3 months, and yet the people did not believe.
因为他们不信，保罗就转去这个推拉怒学房，在那边讲道的时候，却有很多人信。
But after their disbelief, Paul went to preach in the hall of Tyrannus, and there many people believed.
这样你会不会说他在犹太人的会堂不成功，在推拉怒学房很成功
？So would you say that Paul was not successful at the synagogue of the Jews, but he was successful in the hall of Tyrannus?
或许你可以说神的道在这个犹太人会堂不成功，而是在推拉怒学房成功。
Or you might even venture to say that the word of God was unsuccessful in the synagogue of the Jews, but the word of God was successful in the hall of Tyrannus.
弟兄姐妹，如果你很清楚的话，神的话绝对成功，没有一个地方不成功。
But brothers and sisters, if you are clear about this, you will realize that the word of God is always successful in all places.
但是为什么你说在犹太人不成功呢？
So why is it then that it seemed unsuccessful with the Jews?
那我要问你，主在这个犹太人会堂，他的目的是什么？神选召的人，他必然回应。
Then I will ask you the question, what then is the purpose of God's word when it was preached at the synagogue of the Jews? Because whomever God has elected, that those people will definitely respond.
在会堂里面属主的人，他必然信主。
Those who are in the synagogue who belong to God will definitely believe.
那不信主的，他神没有选择，他必然不会信。
But if God has not elected, no matter what, those people will not believe.
所以，如果我们只是知道神的话必然成就，他在会堂里面也成就了，也成功了。
If we are clear that the word of God will definitely succeed, then it would have found success in the synagogue as well.
所以我们在这里看到保罗虽然在犹太人会堂成的话成就他要成就的，在推拉诺那边他也成就他要成就的。
So we realize that the word of God that was preached by Paul found success and did whatever it was purposed to do at the synagogue and also in the hall of Tyrannus.
因为神的话必然出去，必然成就他要成就的事情。
Because the word of God will definitely succeed and it will attain to the purpose that God desires.
所以当我们看这段圣经的时候，你这段圣经的主题是什么呢？
So as we look at this passage, what is its theme?
你会发现 第八节说保罗进了会堂，放胆讲神的道。
Verse 8 tells us that Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly the word of God.
而且在那里辩论神的国的事，劝化众人。
And he was reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God.
他讲什么道呢？那个道就是神的道。
And what was Paul speaking boldly about? That is the word of God.
就是神国的事情。
The things about the kingdom of God.
所以整段圣经可以总结用十八节来解总结、从、这个十二十节来总结，他说神的道就大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
And the whole passage is summarized in verse 20. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily.
所以这段圣经我们基本上可以看到，这个是讲到主的话语的宣告。
And from this passage, we can see the proclamation of the word.
我们也看到主话语的明证。
And we can see the proof of the word.
And then 我们看到这个主话语的能力。
And we can see the power of the word.
让我们来一个一个来讲。
Let's go through them one at a time.
所以保罗一开始的时候，他就传讲神的道。
So Paul began by proclaiming God's word.
而且他是放胆的传讲神的道。
And he did so boldly.
所以你看到神，我们要保罗也是这样祷告，彼得也是这样祷告。他祷告说：“主让我放胆，大大的传扬主的道。”
Indeed, Paul and Peter both prayed that they might be able to speak the word of God boldly.
所以我们要求大家常常为讲台祷告，让我们能够勇敢的。有自由的传讲神的道，而不受到限制。
Therefore, we often ask all of you to pray for the pulpit, so that the speaker here might preach God's word boldly and not be hindered.
不要感觉到害怕。
And not be afraid.
不要感觉到受到这个委屈。
And not feel that we are being mistreated.
所以我们要勇敢的讲神的道。
And we want to courageously preach the word.
所以在这边他讲到。放胆的讲道或者传扬神的道，而且辩论，而且劝化。这个辩论呢，是指好像我们对话。那么劝化的意思是说要说服。
And it is in verse 8 that Paul spoke and he was reasoning and he was persuading. So reasoning would mean to provide proof and persuading would mean to bring them to believe.
所以这边我们看到保罗不管用什么方法，他是用讲道，或者是用对话，或者是用各种的方法来说明神的话是可信的。
So be it preaching or in a dialogue or whatsoever method, Paul engaged in all ways to bring people to faith.
那么结果他们不相信。
But they were not believing.
那么且他们抵挡神。
And not only that, they try to hinder God.
不但抵挡神，而且呢，他们毁谤神的道。
And not only did they oppose God, but they were speaking evil of God's word.
当我们碰到这样情形的时候，当我们传福音的时候，我们常常遇到这样的事情。当我们传这样事情的时候，我们怎么做呢？
And as we preach the gospel, we might often be faced with this kind of situations, and what should be our response?
我们传扬，我们传扬，我们传道。如果那个人不信，不信，硬着心，而且转过来毁谤神的话的时候，我们怎么做呢？
We preach and we preach, and as we preach, when a person do not believe, but On top of that, he turns around and he blasphemes the word of God. What shall be our response?
就马太福音七章六节说，不要把圣物给狗，也不要把珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏之后，践踏珍珠之后转过来攻击我们。
Matthew 7:6 tells us not to give dogs what is holy, and not to throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them and underfoot and turn to attack you.
我们把这样宝贵的道理传给他。
When we preach to them such a precious word.
但是他们不信。
But they do not believe.
还攻击我们。
And attack us.
保罗说不要离开他们，把脚的这个鞋子里面的尘埃呢，给他剁掉，然后就离开他们。
And Paul tells us to stop and to leave them, and you are to shake the dust off your sandals and leave.
这样是不是我们失败了呢？
Does that mean that we have failed?
所以我们就感觉到失望了吗？
And we should therefore be discouraged.
不是的，神的话仍旧成功。
No, because the word of God will succeed.
神的话出去，拣选的人必然会回应。
When God's word goes out, the elect will respond.
记得我们刚才所读的，神的话必然不会突然返回。
And remember the passage that we read in Isaiah that the word of God will not return to him empty.
他一定会成就他要成就的事情。
He will succeed in what he's supposed to do.
所以我们不要感觉到失望。
So we should not be discouraged.
我们不要看结果。
We should not look at the result.
我们只要忠心传讲神的道。
All we need to do is to faithfully preach the word of God.
而且在这里，他不但传讲神的道，他在这个推拉奴学房里面讲了两年之久。
And not only did he preach boldly, but in the hall of Tyrannus, Paul preached for 2 years.
而且在第十节说两年之久呢，甚至很亚西亚的人，不管是犹太人或者希腊人，都听见神的道。
And verse 10 tells us that all the residents of Asia, whether Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord.
哇，你发现他不是在以弗所吗？为什么亚西亚的人都听见神的道呢？
And you might ask, wasn't he at Ephesus? Why then did all the residents of Asia hear the word?
这边有极大可能是这些人以弗所有很多外面的人来以弗所，就好像新加坡有很多不同国家的人来到我们当中。
And it is highly likely that Ephesus was a city where many people would come, just like Singapore. We have a lot of people coming here.
我们当中有一些菲律宾人。
And we have people from the Philippines.
我们有美国人。
And we have people from the United States.
我们有印尼人。
And from Indonesia.
还有马来西亚人。
And Malaysia.
还有香港人。
And Hong Kong.
他们都来，我们都要传这个。他们信主之后，他们回去，他们也会把主的福音传出去。
And they all come, and then we preach the word, and as they return to their homeland, they will continue spreading the word of God.
所以不要小看我们这个小小的国家，也不要小看我们这个小小的教会。
So do not look down on such a small nation and our church being so small.
什么让我们在这里做一个工作，我们就把这个工作好，就只要做好，就是传扬，准确的传扬神的道。
God has given us this work in this place, and all we need to do is to be faithful in preaching the word of God.
所以我们要放胆的宣告神的话。
So we must speak the word of God boldly.
那神不但给我们传讲神的道，你看保罗在那边传讲，神还证明他的道。
And not only should we proclaim the word, we also see that God provided proof of the word that Paul preached.
你看第十九章第十一节。
Look at chapter 19, verse 11.
所以保罗在这里，他甚至把他的手绢、他的围裙放在病人身上，病也退了，恶鬼也出去了。
And even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched Paul's skin were carried away to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them.
所以十九章十一节说，神借着保罗的手行了非常的奇事。
Therefore, verse 11 tells us that God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul.
结果他在那里不但是医病，而且赶鬼。
And he not only healed, but he cast out demons.
所以我们看到谁做这些事情呢？
So who were doing these things?
很清楚，这里告诉我们是神做的事情。
Clearly, this tells us that God was doing it.
为什么神要在那里做这些事情呢？
Why did God do all these things there?
为什么神在保罗身上行这些奇事呢？
Why did God do all these things by the hands of Paul?
我们来打开一处圣经，大家很熟悉。我们在，如果你在这个教会一段时间，你就知道我们常常读这些经文。
And let us turn to a passage of the Bible, and many of us will be familiar with this if we've been here long enough.
所以我就要你打开用你的圣经看在圣经里面所讲的。
So please turn to your Bibles and see it for yourselves.
你看到第打开哥林多后书12章12节。
Turn to 2 Corinthians 12:12.
12章12节。
2 Corinthians 12:12.
他说我在你们中间用百般的忍耐借着神迹奇事异能显出使徒的凭据来。
The signs of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience with signs and wonders and mighty works.
你看到这段圣经我们怎么知道那个人是使徒呢？
From this passage, how do we tell that one is a true apostle?
因为他说我使徒有使徒的凭据是什么呢？就是行神迹奇事异能。
Because there are signs of proof of a true apostle, which is signs and wonders and mighty works.
所以这里告诉我们，保罗说，你们要听从我。
So Paul was telling the Corinthians to listen and obey him.
我们为什么要听从他呢？
Why must we obey him?
因为他是使徒保罗。
Because he is the apostle Paul.
神怎么知道，让我们知道他就是那个使徒呢？
How then did God prove that he is the apostle?
神就用神迹奇事给他证明出来。
And God proved it by signs and wonders and mighty works.
如果是这样的话，是不是所有的人都能够神迹奇事呢？
If that's the case, would it mean that everybody could perform miracles?
如果每一个人都可以行神迹奇事，这句话就没有意思了，因为他也行神迹奇事，别人也行神迹奇事，这样怎么知道谁是真谁是假？
But if everyone can perform the same miracles, then this verse will be meaningless. Because if Paul could perform miracles and others could perform the same miracles, how then do we know who's authentic and who's not?
所以在这里保罗神给他神迹奇事是他说我给你看这个是使徒的凭据。
Therefore, when God did all these signs and wonders through Paul the apostle, God is saying that this is the proof or the signs of a true apostle.
所以保罗行出来的时候，当保罗在这边做这些事情的时候，他们一看知道这是神所证明出来的人，我们要听他。So
when Paul did those things, he is proven by God to be the person whom we should listen to.
你请大家再打开另外一处圣经，加强我们对这个的信念。你看希伯来书第2章第3节。And
let us turn to another passage to strengthen our faith in this area. Hebrews chapter 2, 第3, 第4节, verses 3 to 4.
他说，我们怎么可以忽略这么大的救恩？怎么能陶醉呢？原来这个救恩呢，是神所亲自讲的，后来听见的人给我们证实了，就是神按着自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will.
所以在这边你看到神把神迹奇事给他们做见证。
So we see in this verse that God was bearing witness by signs and wonders through these people.
所以他就把他们证明出来。
And God proved these people.
所以保罗所教导的我们要听。
So what Paul taught, we must listen.
所以在这里第11节说，神借着保罗的手行的非常的奇事，就是要让我们听他的话。
So Acts 19:11 tells us that God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. This is the proof that we ought to listen to Paul.
神在那边行神迹奇事赶鬼医病，那么也有人假装要来做这件事情。
So as God was doing all these things through Paul, there were people who were trying to fake it.
所以在这里我们看到第13节，有一些人呢，几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人呢，其实这些人就是土，示基瓦的7个儿子呢，他们也学保罗要来赶鬼。
Verse 13 tells us some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists who were the seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva. They were trying to imitate Paul to cast out evil spirits.
这本很特别的，你会注意到他们怎么讲了。这些人就说：“我奉保罗所传的那个耶稣啊。” 叫你出来。
And look at how they actually try by saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims.
叫你出来。
And
cast you out.
They wanted to cast out the evil spirit.
让他们奉谁的名呢？奉不是他相信耶稣，是保罗所相信那个耶稣。Cast you out.
And whose name were they invoking? They were not invoking someone whom they believe.But the Jesus whom Paul believes.
所以他要用耶稣的名把鬼赶出来。
And they wanted to use Jesus' name to cast out demons.
啊，所以你会发现呢，这个耶稣的名呢，不是一个咒语，不是一个，只要你念一念，它就会有这个魔术变出来。
And you want to realize that the name of Jesus is not a magical formula that you can recite.
那么结果他鬼说，这个鬼说。耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道你是谁啊，就把他们就附在他们身上。
And then the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit lived on them.
所以我们发现这边保罗能够赶鬼，这个先要模仿，他却不成功。
So we realize that Paul could cast out demons, and there were people who were imitators but failed.
所以我们要问一个问题，我们今天也可以照样赶鬼吗？
So we want to ask the question, today, can we cast out evil spirits?
我们是不是，我们听到常常很多人，我奉耶稣的名把撒旦捆绑起来。
And we hear of many people who will say, in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要非常小心。
Brothers and sisters, we must be careful.
你不管那个人怎么样捆绑撒旦，他撒旦一定跑掉，因为下一次另外一个被鬼不做，撒旦又在别的地方跑出来。你这样做，其实你在亵渎神的名。
Because when people claim to bind Satan, but yet Satan will escape and he will pop up elsewhere and possess somebody else. So when someone says that they are binding Satan in Jesus' name, they are blaspheming God's name.
你要很小心，因为神的旨意是什么时候才捆绑撒旦？是在主再来的时候，在启示录二十章的时候，那边他。撒旦才被捆绑一千年，你是谁啊？现在你就要捆绑撒旦，你是违背神的旨意。
Because when will God actually bind Satan? According to Revelation, Satan will be bound during the millennial kingdom. And if you now proclaim that you are binding Satan, you are against God's will.
所以你不要随便讲这句话，我奉耶稣的名就能够做这件事情。
And therefore, do not anyhow invoke the name of Jesus to do things.
而且有些人说，我用三天三夜，我祷告了三天三夜，又禁食之后，或者七天七夜，或者七个星期，才把那个鬼赶出来。
And there are people who claim that we pray for 3 days and 3 nights, or we fasted for 3 days and 3 nights, or was it 7 days or 7 nights, and some even for 7 weeks before they successfully cast out the demon.
弟兄姐妹，其实圣经里面的确有看到神在主耶稣在四福音里面赶鬼。
And brothers and sisters, we do see that in the four gospels, Jesus cast out demons.
但是主赶鬼呢，只通常只有一句话。
But the Lord Jesus usually used to just one word to cast out the demons.
出去。
And he says, come out.
鬼就出去了。
And they left.
不是三天三夜。
Not 3 days or 3 nights.
如果你说我奉着耶稣的名赶你出去，他还在那边三天三夜，你这个耶稣都没有权利的，要三天三夜才能够。
If someone were to cast out a demon in Jesus' name but takes 3 days and 3 nights, that would mean that the name of Jesus.
我告诉你为什么三天三夜。
Let me tell you why 3 days and 3 nights.
那个鬼跟你玩，哎呀不好玩的，这个不能走了，那我算了，三天三夜之后我走了，你还以为被赶出去。
Maybe it's because the evil spirit says that, you know, this, I'm tired of playing with you. After 3 days and 3 nights, you can't do anything to me.
主的话一句话他就出去了。
The Lord Jesus, one word, and the evil spirit left.
本来我要跟你一起看马太福音、路加福音、马可福音，都有很多这样记载。每一次你看，都是一句话，他就出去了。
And I have really wanted to go through Matthew and Mark and Luke with you, because every instance, Jesus cast out demons by one word.
所以呢，我们会发现，今天呢，你看整本圣经呢，从来没有告诉我们怎么样赶鬼。
And if you look through the whole Bible, you realize that there are no instructions on how to cast out demons.
我们很清楚的，主能够赶鬼。
We must be clear that the Lord could cast out demons.
主甚至把这个赶鬼的权利给那七十个门徒，甚至给十二个使徒。 但是主圣经里面没从来没有教导信徒赶鬼。
And the Lord also empowered 70 disciples and the 12 apostles to cast out demons, but yet the rest of the Bible is silent on how to cast out demons.
圣经里面讲到属灵战争最多的是以弗所书。
And the Bible is the book of Ephesians addresses the spiritual warfare most in depth.
在以弗所书里面讲到这个第六章讲到和魔鬼怎么样征战的时候，完全没有提到赶鬼。
And the book of Ephesians in chapter 6, when it's talking about how to wage war against the devil, nothing was mentioned about casting out demons.
所以我们发现呢，圣经里面没有教导门徒、信徒怎么样赶鬼。
So the Bible did not teach disciples how to cast out demons.
而且呢，你要知道，记得有一件事情吗？在犹大书里面，这个天使长米迦勒在跟这个魔鬼征战的时候，他连 责备他的话都不敢讲，他只是说主责备你吧。And
if you remember in the book of Jude, when the archangel Michael was contending with the devil, he did not dare to pronounce a blasphemous judgment against the devil, but said, "The Lord rebuke you."
或许我们应该看一看这节圣经。Maybe
we should turn there.
请你打开犹大书第九节。Please
turn to the book of Jude, verse 9.
犹大书第九节，他说：“天使米迦勒为摩西的尸首与魔鬼争辩的时候，尚且不敢用毁谤的话责罪责他，只说主自己责备你。”Jude
verse 9. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you."
你看到天使长是谁啊？
Who is the archangel?
米迦勒不是普通的天使，他是天使中的天使长。
Michael was no ordinary angel, he was a leader of angels known as an archangel.
这个天使长在跟撒旦争论的时候，他都不敢骂他。我们是谁？你要知道，在神的创造里面有这个 hierarchy， 有他的这个职位的。
And even the archangel Michael dare not pronounce a judgment against the devil. How about us?
他只是说，主自己责备你，我不责备你。
And in God's creation, he has a hierarchy, and even the archangel says, "The Lord rebuke you, not me."
如果我们说，我奉主耶稣的名做这个做那个，你要小心你滥用神的名字。
And if we were to say that in the name of Jesus, I do this and that, then you must be careful because you are taking the name of the Lord in vain.
而且还有人说，你在赶鬼的时候要问那个鬼的名字，你叫什么名字？
And there are people who also say that before you cast out the demon, you must ask the demon for its name.
你记得吗？在这个马可福音里面有一节圣经里面，他讲到说有一群鬼进入到一个人身上，主耶稣问他说你叫什么名字？
If you remember in the Gospel of Mark, there was an instance where many demons possessed a man at the same time, and Jesus asked them, "What is your name?"
那么他就说，我的名字叫群。
And they answered, "Our name is Legion."
意思说它里面很多，到底有多少呢？
And in other words, there were lots of evil spirits in this man.
这个人身上有2000只鬼。
There were 2,000 demons in this man.
这样就有一些赶鬼专家说，你看我们要学习来问问鬼啊，你有叫什么名字？
So some experts or gurus say, let's learn from this, and we must ask the demon, what is your name?
你要很小心。
You must be careful.
我问你，耶稣不知道这个鬼叫什么名字？
I want to ask you, does Jesus not know what is the name of this demon?
主耶稣不是无所不知的吗？
Isn't Jesus omniscient?
他怎么会不知道这个鬼的名字？哎，名字叫什么啊？让我听一听。
Why wouldn't he know the name of the demon, and why must he ask them for the name?
主耶稣是神，他是无所不知，他知道这个叫什么名字。
Jesus is God, he is omniscient, he knows the name.
这为什么要问呢？
So why ask?
他要让人家知道，这个情形很糟糕，你们只有被鬼附着一只啊，它里面有2000只哎。
He wanted to show to those people who were there that this is a very bad situation. It's not just one demon, but many, many demons.
所以你不要学耶稣说，哎，你叫什么名字？其实 耶稣可以这样问，他是神，我们不可以问，我们不可以跟鬼交通，不可以跟鬼讲话，这是圣经 的警告。
So we are not to imitate Jesus to ask the demon for his name because he is God, he has the authority to do so. And in fact, we are not to converse with demons, and this is actually the teaching of the Word of God.
所以我们要很小心，圣经很清楚警告我们不可以跟鬼沟通。
The Bible clearly warns us not to converse with demons.
啊，或许大家打开圣这个名这个名利未记。
And maybe you should turn to the book of Leviticus.
利未记十九章三十一节。
Leviticus 19:31.
利未记十九章三十一节。
Leviticus 19:31.
他说：“不可偏向那些教鬼和行术的。”不可求问他们。
Do not turn to mediums or necromancers. Do not seek them out.
所以 seek them out 就是 make inquiry of them. 意思说不要求问，不要跟他讲话，不要跟他问东西。
Do not seek them out means do not speak with them, do not ask them questions, do not converse.
这个是旧约摩西五经的教导。
And this is the teaching in the Old Testament, the five books of Moses.
还有一处在《生命记》，你不用翻，我念给你听。
There's another passage in Deuteronomy. You need not turn. I'll read to you.
生命记十八章第十节说：“你们中间不可使人使儿女惊惑，不可占卜。占卜就是问卦的意思，就是问东西的意思。”观照的用法术的行邪术的用迷术的教鬼的行巫术的或过阴的过阴就是问死人的东西死了怎么样啊你这死人起来让我问一问这些事全部都不可以
Deuteronomy 18:10 There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or daughter as an offering anyone who practices divination meaning they are trying to find out all these things by asking the dead spirits or tells fortunes or interprets omens or a sorcereror a charmer, or a medium, or a necromancer, or one who inquires of the dead, meaning asking questions of the people who have died.
这些事情神很严厉警告，不可以参与。
All these things God has warned very seriously not to participate.
所以很清楚，的确是有鬼附这件事情。
So it is clear that there are people who are demon possessed.
而且也是很清楚，神主耶稣有权力赶鬼，而且是通常是一句话。出去，他就出去。
And it's equally clear that the Lord Jesus has the authority to cast them out with one word.
而且神也有把这个权力给使徒，使徒也可以赶鬼。
And it is also clear that God gave this authority to the apostles to do the same.
但是神没有，圣经里面完全没有看到有清楚的教导信徒你可以赶鬼。
But yet the Bible does not clearly teach that the believers can cast out demons.
像我们怎么样的能够帮助这些人呢
？How then should we help these people？
或者我们可以说，我们怎么样帮助自己呢
？Or maybe we can say, how can we help ourselves？
但是我要觉得你很清楚知道，鬼可以附着不信的人，但是鬼不能够附着信徒。
But one thing that I want you to understand clearly is that a demon can possess an unbeliever, but a demon can never possess a believer.
圣经里面从来没有一个案例让我们看见一个信徒被鬼附着。
There is not a single example in the Bible to show us that a believer was ever possessed.
反而圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，我们在我们里面的比在外面的更大。
And in contrast, the Bible clearly tells us that he who is in you is greater than he who is not in you.
特别是在这个约翰一书四章四节，他说：“你们这属神的人，并且胜了他们，因为在你们里面的比他在世界的更大。”
Especially in 1 John 4:4, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
而且约翰一书五章十八节他说：“这些恶者。”不能够害信徒。
And 1 John 5:18 tells us clearly that the evil one does not touch the believer.
所以我们很肯定信徒呢不会被鬼附着。
So we are very clear that believers will never be possessed by demons.
我们心里面有耶稣。
Jesus is in our hearts.
耶稣不会跟鬼坐在一起的。
Jesus will not share a same place with the demon.
我们心里面有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
使耶稣从死里复活的这一位圣灵呢，坐在我们里面，魔鬼根本不能够碰我们。
The Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead indwells us, therefore demons cannot touch us.
但是不信主的人呢, 没有这个耶稣,
but unbelievers do not have Jesus.
没有圣灵,
they do not have the Holy Spirit.
所以他们没有这个保护,
therefore they lack such a protection.
他们被鬼附着的时候怎么办呢?
So what will happen when they are possessed by demons?
我们没有办法, 他自己负责。
We have no control over that. He will be accountable himself.
真的没有办法吗?
Is it true that we are powerless?
有一个办法。
There's one way.
就是当这个不信主的人他信了主之后呢, 他就不可能被鬼附。
That is, if this unbeliever believes in the Lord, then he will not be possessed anymore.
在整个这个以弗所书讲到以属灵征战的时候呢, 你会发现所有的武器呢, 都是 defensive, 都是被这个被动的, 这是防御防性的。
In the book of Ephesians, when it was talking about the armor of God, the entire armor of God are all defensive parts.
但是只有一个是攻击性的, 就是神的话。
There's only one offensive weapon, which is the word of God.
他就是拿着圣灵的宝剑, 这个宝剑就是攻击性的, 就是神的道。
The sword of the Spirit, which is for offense, that is the word of God.
所以我们能够帮助一些人, 他如果被鬼附的话, 只有一个可能性, 当他信主之后呢, 他就不可能被鬼附了。
So there's only one way we can help a demon-possessed person, that is that if he believes in the Lord, the demon will leave him.
所以一个人怎么样信主呢? 要神的话。
And how does a man come to believe in the word, in Jesus? It is through the word of God.
所以除了神的话之外, 他接受了神的话, 他信了主之后呢, 他就能够胜过魔鬼。
So other than through the word of God, there's no other way. And through the word of God, if this unbeliever believes in the Lord Jesus, then he will overcome the demon.
所以我们看到神的话有没有能力? 有, 他有能力, 我们必须要宣告, 而且呢, 神给我们证明, 只要我们信了主的话呢, 这个魔鬼也没有办法来占据我们。
And indeed, we can see the power of the word of God, and after the proclamation of the word, there is a proof of the word where evil spirits were cast out and they have been overcome.
我们看到保罗能够得胜, 是因为他有这个能力, 这个能力是从神的话来。
And we can see that Paul has the authority because this power was given to him through the word of God.
所以神的话呢, 能够解决这些鬼附的事情呢, 只有神的话。
So the only solution to demon possession is through the word.
那么让我们来看最后一点。
And let us look at the last point.
就是神的话语的能力。
The power of the word of God.
你看第18节。
Look at verse 18.
使徒行传第九章18节说，那些已经信的人，就有很多人来承认，而且述说自己所行的事。那么把这些邪术的书呢，全部拿出来堆积焚烧，一烧一算呢，这个大概有50,000块钱。
Also, looking at verse 18, also many of those who are now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices, and the number of those who have practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all.
你会不会觉得奇怪这里,他发现到这里呢,对不起,我打岔了这里,他出来,他这边,谁把书拿出来,是信徒啊。
And over here, who were the ones bringing out these books of magic? It is believers.
你会发现有很多信徒还是很迷信的。
And you realize that there were many believers who were still very superstitious.
这些信徒呢, 还偷偷里面还有很多书他还没有烧, 结果把这些书拿出来的时候, 有50,000块钱, 当时50,000块钱很多钱了。
And many of these believers were still keeping these books until now, then they brought them out to be burned, and they counted the value, and it was 50,000 pieces of silver, which was a lot of money then.
所以你会发现这边当时候有很多人信了之后他们还没有完全改变，还家里藏了一些书，还偷偷的做了这些主所禁止的事情。
And many of those believers, after they believed, they were still keeping these books which was forbidden by God.
但是他看到原来那个假这个假的这些人要装作耶稣，装作保罗，整个赶鬼，结果他们反而被鬼附，神的名就更加的兴旺，让人家知道，这些人就害怕了，把这些书全部拿出来。
And even after they believed in the Lord, they kept these books, but after witnessing the seven sons who were imitators but failed, and they were overpowered by the evil spirit, then they realized that all these books of magic were useless, and they brought them out to be burned.
虽然我们今天有很多人信了主,
even though today many of us believe in the Lord,
但是我们还有很多错误的思想,
but we still have many wrong ideas,
还有很错误的迷信,
and we still have many superstitions.
有些人说,圣经啊, 我要在厕所看可不可以?
Some people ask the question, can I read the Bible in the toilet?
他不敢拿圣经进去厕所。
They dare not bring the Bible into the toilet.
这样我问你,神在不在厕所?
Then I'll ask you, is God in the toilet?
啊, 当然神是无所不在,祂什么地方都在。
Of course, God is omnipresent, He's present everywhere.
有些信徒说,哎呀,晚上要去坟墓走,你敢不敢在坟墓走?哎呀,不要坟墓走,坟墓特别多鬼。
And Christians dare not walk through a cemetery at night because they are worried about the evil spirit.
请问这些思想对还是错?
Are these ideas right or wrong?
坟墓特别多鬼?
Is it true that in the cemetery there's especially a lot of evil spirits?
其他的地方没有鬼?
And there's no evil spirits elsewhere?
有些人去旅行的时候,哎呀,去参观,看到庙,不敢进,那边有鬼。
And some people, when they go on a tour and they are brought to a temple, they dare not enter because they say there are evil spirits inside.
所以我们在外面,基督徒不可以进这个。
And so they say Christians cannot enter.
基督徒不可以进这个庙堂,这么基督徒可以不可以进回教堂?
And Christians cannot go into a temple, then can Christians go into a mosque? You want to realize, brothers and sisters, that all these are wrong teachings.
你要知道魔鬼呢, 他在什么地方, 你为, 他只有在坟墓,
and you want to think about this, is the devil only found in cemeteries and in temples?
而且有人说, 哎呀, 我不信耶稣, 我也不信其他的宗教, 我中间我很中立的。
Some people even say that I am not a believer and I am a free thinker, so I am standing in middle ground.
你以为你是中立的?
You think you are in middle ground.
啊, 主耶稣说,不与我相合就是与我为敌。
Jesus said, whoever is not with me is against me.
没有中立的。
There's no such thing as middle ground.
你要小心,如果你看到两只大象在跳舞的时候,你最好不要站在中间,你可能会被他们踩死。
And you gotta be careful. Can you imagine when two elephants are dancing and you stand in the middle? You must be careful because you might be trampled.
你为耶稣我知道其他的宗教你是谁?
And the devil will say, Jesus, I know, but I don't know you.
你以为你可以站在中间没有事?
And you think that by standing in the middle, you will be safe?
弟兄姊妹,我要你看一节圣经,这件圣经呢,让你清楚看见魔鬼的在什么地方运行。
And brothers and sisters, I want you to look at one verse to show you where the devil works.
你以为魔鬼只在庙堂里面,或者在其他的宗教里面,他不在,其他的地方他不在,其实不是,他什么地方都在。
You think that the devil is only in cemeteries or in temples and not in other places? Actually, no, the devil is everywhere.
他不是无所不在,不过他在人心里面做工。
He is not omnipresent, but he is present in the hearts of men.
你看以弗所书第二章,
look at Ephesians chapter 2.
你看以弗所书第二章, 我们读一读第一到第三节吧。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
他说, 你们死在过犯罪恶之中, 他就是耶稣叫你活过来, 那时你们在 其中行事为人随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运重的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵私欲等等。
Ephesians 2 verse 1, And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh.
你会发现这个邪灵在这边讲到，他说我们以前还没有信主的时候，跟外邦人没有两样，那时候有谁在我们心中运行啊？
And it says here that as unbelievers we were once just like when we were once unbelievers we were just like them, and while we were unbelievers where was the evil spirit working?
在不信的人心里面，根据圣经，你清楚看对不对？根据圣经，不信的人心中有什么东西在那边运行啊？
And if you read this passage clearly, it says that this is the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, meaning is at work in the unbelievers. So where is the evil spirit?
在不信人心中运行。
Is in the hearts of every unbeliever.
这个不是我的话。
This is not my word.
这是圣经的话。
This is what the Bible says.
魔鬼要吸引人什么呢？他要使到人有错误的思想，背叛神。
And the devil is working in the hearts of unbelievers so that they will have the wrong thinking and they will go against God.
弟兄姐妹，圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，约翰一书五章十九节，他说，这个世界都握在那个恶者的手中。
Brothers and sisters, 1 John 5:19 tells us clearly that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
你知道这是什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
这整个世界都在恶者的手中。
This whole world is in the hands of the evil one.
我们这些信徒呢是 behind the enemy line， 意思说我们在敌人的阵营里面，你知道吗？
And as believers, we are actually behind the enemy lines or in the enemy's camp.
所以我们要小心，我们这些是属神的人，但是我们周围都是属于这个整个世界都是属于恶魔的。所以你不要以为魔鬼只有在某些地方不在，我告诉你，他什么地方都可以在。
And as believers, we are now in the world, and this world which is filled with unbelievers, and the devil is actually working in their hearts, so do not confine the devil only to certain places because he can be at anywhere.
哥林多后书四章四节讲到说，不信的人，这个世界的神把他的眼睛弄瞎了。
2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that those who are unbelievers have been blinded by the God of this world.
所以今天我们要对付的呢，是让每一个人的心意堕回，不是说要去搞这些赶鬼，要做这些事情，不是魔鬼最大的作为，就是在人的心里面使到他不相信耶稣。
So our work therefore is to go into the world and to rescue their hearts rather than to cast out demons and to bind Satan, because the work of the devil is to deceive the hearts of men.
他要第一，他要使人看不见真诚；第二呢，他要引诱人犯罪。
Firstly, he has blinded them and he does not want them to see the true God. And secondly, he will tempt them to sin.
所以我们的责任呢，就是要把神的话传得清楚，使到每个人都能够回转。
Therefore, our responsibility is to preach the word of God clearly so that every unbeliever will repent.
让我读这节圣经给你听。
Let me read this verse to you.
哥林多后书十章三节，他说，哥林多后书十章三节说，我们虽然在血气中行事，但是不凭着血气征战，我们征战的兵器呢，不属于血气的，乃是在神面前有能力攻破坚固的营垒，就是将各样的计谋、各样阻拦神认识神那些至高之事一概攻破了，将所有的人的心意夺回，使他顺服基督。
2 Corinthians 10:3For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
所以我们的工作是传扬神的道，使到人可以归回神。
So our work is to proclaim the word so that people will return to God.
所以在这里呢，我们就看到保罗宣扬神的道。
So we see the proclamation of the word by Paul.
那么所以在第十我们的使徒行传第十九章二十节，主的道在那边大大的兴旺，并且得胜。
And Acts 19:20 summarizes it that the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily.
所以我们看到神话语的能力。
And we see the power of the word.
我们是不是相信神话语的能力呢？
Do we truly believe in the power of the word of God?
如果我们真正相信神的话语，我们就跟着神的话语去行。
If we truly believe in the power of the word of God, we will obey the word in our walk.
我们就宣扬神的话语。
And we will proclaim the word.
当我们实行神的话语的话，神的话就在我们身上得胜。
And when we obey and act upon the word of God, then the word of God is victorious in our lives.
让我们请志平为我们做结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, help us, Lord, that we will truly believe that there is power in your word and that we will not judge the success of your word by our eyes and by our standards, but that we will have faith that when your word goes forth, it will achieve its purposes. And Lord, help us that those of us who do not respond in obedience, indeed your word stands as judgment, and that's the purpose that he has achieved. Help us, Lord, that we will escape this judgment by being obedient to the word, so that it will achieve salvation in our lives rather than judgment. Indeed, Lord, we commit all these things in your hands. We pray in Jesus' name.